Day Achron, Shir Chavav, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Vav Tishrei Tov Shemim Hei, October 2nd, 1984, and Tuesday continued.
The tool in the Kitab Piskei Rosh and in the tool itself, so he is Machri al Vakka. Shkitas Gasa da Grosso, via Grosso, via Grosso, you will say his Kadini Yodisa. And she calls up, Adam Dabu Shabina, the Shkitas Gasa da Grosso. והמוצוסו, הנדבקו לבין, אבל אין כל משאלים לנו לשחיטס, אין לו לחודה. ולסתם לו הוקר כולהי, לשאל בהגבורס, בהבוצס, בהם עולים. So, if we are doing with the name, we only have to consider the time involved in the effort of shooting something, but not involved in restraining them, because that involves a minimal time, so literally ignore it over there. So we see that the tool has the pshat in the Rosh, last pshat, not like the precious pshat. Okay. Rabbi Omarav, Echlid is Hasakim, Yitzinu Yitzinem, Poskei, Suo, Tachasoei, Echshei Rosh. My Tumashku Omu Kriyone, Oishe Echlid is Hasakim, Tachasashemi, U Poskei, Echshei Rubeim Omu Beirem, Pasko Alpo Mishela, Kavati Beim Otreibe, Im Masis Nava Min Han Mato Umayro, Tum Kodar Shkite, אבל הוא אמרת, הוא קודם נגיע לשחיתה עם שעפדון. כמשלון, תחסי הרשי אור. So Rav says that when is there a tool of chode in the sakin's push between one simon and the other? But if the sakin is pushed beneath the skin, so then there is no tool of chode. But the Rabban Re Tachaseir in Yedeya, it's his soldier. In Boyo, with the Rabban Re Tachaseir in Yedeya, Tachas Matris Mao, Tachas Senon Subach Mao, take, so there is a soki given in this, to Senon Subach. Because of that, so he had to shack lungs, and lungs had a lot of hair. So he has to be careful to cut off the hair. Otherwise, he has to cut off the hair, you know. So the sacking is the sacking moves over the neck of the lamb, so it might be covered by all the lambs. So I will throw it away. The boiler of copper, Hechli the new Timon man. So again, take so just as Rashi explained the Bible on the base of show the new Timon is reference to the new Basre. So here he also explained it in a similar way. Like the first washing in the Gemara of the Rabbune Omar, first washing. Rabbune Omar Abbasi. So he says, the machlekes is b'shochat shnei shlish, b'hilim shlish. The rabbonim sabre kol shchitim b'yumim b'gabal zeo. The rabbis can really sova rube shikule. So the rabbonim pasro, even in the case of shochat shnei shlish, b'hilim shlish. So Rashi paskes lechumre. Maybe the aloch is like rabbonim, like the first washing of rabbonim omar rabbasim. Rabbonim omar rabbasim. Rashi is the only one who has us so much of a man. Dagen, Yishar, Vigomo, Sheo, Reiki Nebei, Vach Shalom Yimonoshech, die Mechta und Mechta zu reden, wo hat er mir Rude. Auch wenn die Kloba Trude die Kaschre ist, mir kann ich nicht zu in die Minute. Und hier, wie die Mora ist nach beiden Lübschke, in die Gama, zu Chode, die Mühe Basre, und die Basre mit Chumre. Du ist am Kinnerhaschen hier, die dich ruhig die Sache, die Teile, and there, Mishni Mechta or Mechta in the Kirov. In other words, the Gemara wanted to be patient that Mechta or Mechta is in the Kirov. The Gemara is not kind of made Mechta or Mechta in the Kirov. And here, the Gemara check is kosher. So it's only there, I think, on the hour. The news came, show the news came. So, show the news money means the new bastard, even though he doesn't even have to shecht it, but if he does shecht it, and there is a shia, if he does shecht it, and there is a chloder, so then it's worse. So, this how he explains it. Why is it worse if he doesn't have to shecht? Altogether, the answer is, The essential requirement is that he should share the whole thing. But if he shares the ropes in them, then we apply the wrongness of Ubi Kura. So, and we say that he was shaking the whole thing. So when can we say that we consider as the whole thing? if he didn't check on him, but if he was sheikhed, if he was sheikhed holtzim, and the baspe not kedim, so then it's worse. Then we cannot say over here, just because the holtzim was behachsha, the knew that he was b'tzur should also be considered as if he did b'nishcha behachsha. That we don't say, and we really do. So that's the avail. That's the avail. Now, we're not going over the long case because that will balance too much time. But we did not go over the Ashokas Arrival and the Rambam of Shoreb Mutimon. So let's go over inside the Ashokas Arrival.
וכדי שאישו מביאו את הסימוני בהודעה לא יקדי שאישו שתגמור על יצא בנבי אמר בו זו הספור לא יתן לי ולא ינחם ופיפרס משודש אוהיו ואני לא אומר במשנה אם שור כדי שחיתה אחרת ומיום שחיתה לא נכניסו שתאחז, ומי הושחית לו נכנס את זה הסופר? ואין, כל יום אלוהים האחד, ומי הושחית? הוא היה יוצא במי הוא צימוני? זה שוצא, ומי הושחית? ואין, שאין זה, הפירוש מסנאי להחליט במי הוא צימוני. אבל הפירוש השומר לשניהם, בקוד, גמור ההס, סימר הבית, החליט במי הוא צימוני. According to Ahmad Shah, the Chor means that he was sharing enough time within which you could check a new Tzimen, so then you couldn't apply the same Pshat in Hechli the new Tzimen. You couldn't apply the same Pshat in Hechli the new Tzimen. So, and it seems that the Pshat in both are biased. Is the same. אבל אפילו שהשומר לשניהם ששוחת עולה פרישו, לגומה. מי אמרים המקים לגומה? שיהיה בשחיתה היא. מה נוכח? So in other words, he explains it like Rashi, that it means that the שיהיה complains after he was שייך את רב סימון. After he was שייך את רב סימון. So in other words, whether שיהיה passes in the new Basra. But there is one fundamental difference between the Rashi's Pshat and the Rai's Pshat. According to Rashi, so it is highly in the Rai's Pshat. You see that Rashi says, inasmuch as it's a Bible in Yishite, so really a Basra Nehoma. If it had been highly in the Rabbonah, so he wouldn't say that we have Basra Nehoma. So that we have to say that we pass from the Kulei. The Raibet says that we pass from the Kulei in the Rabbi. Because according to the Raibet, so the Shailas that are going to meet the Rai say it certainly is good. Because once your Shechit drops in money, so then it's already not. So it's already Muna Bachele. How can there be so Shechite after the Hechshash? But with the Rabbonim, maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible, because by allowing Shia in the Yud Basra, maybe some people will be made a heter to allow Shchita in the Yud Kam. That's why the Rai refuses the Roshi. We are not kidding, we're going to Shia in the Shchita. Manucha! So it's not obvious that the Shia took place in the new Basra. And someone will hear that there was a Shia in the mule, and still we allow it, don't think that the Shia took place in the new coming. The Shia play and still we allow it. So the Rabbanon, because we say that, that people, that a Shia should not try to make Shia in the new coming, so we have to answer it when the Shia takes place in the new Basel. ויביאו מולי חשיר לך, וביחוד סיכונו די, לכל מי חשבל, מכל שמורי. So, in other words, the whole Abaye is only by nature, but by Kone, it's not Chaya. By Kone, it's not Chaya. Because by Kone, the Alokhe is the Chotzi Kone Pogum. Chotzi Kone Pogum is also Roshi. So you made a Shia in the new camera of the company wouldn't pass it because it's not worse than the Tach to place to evolve, you see. So you made a Shia to be gazing by the pastor of the company or to the new camera of the company because by calling even Shia in the new camera of the pastor. Because on the minority basis, the bias take the record. So there is a fundamental distinction between the Bible's Pshat and the Rashi's Pshat. Even though they both apply the bias to new Basra, but according to Rashi, it is Shaila the Rice, and it has to be explained the way it is how it is explained. Because in view of the fact, that the essential requirement is that you should share the whole thing. But by sharing box, we apply the numbers of Kumikure, so maybe, so that's only shy to say, maybe it's only shy to say Kumikure if he doesn't check. If he doesn't check, then he passed the whole year. So then we consider it as if he shared the whole thing. But if he does share, and the Yosheh Shalei Kimi, with Shia of Lode, then we don't say Hubei Likure. Or we say Hubei Likure in such a case, with the Shai and the Raisi. But according to the Raisi, in as much as we don't have to share with the pastor, so Mele, if he does it, if he does Shech, even though Shech could be so, it couldn't pass on the Raisi. But the Shai is maybe the Rabbon is possible. Why is it possible in the Rabbanon? Because of the Tzeira, that if we allow it in connection with the new Basra, the new Sheikh, we will be a new Shia in the new Talmud.
Shuchav Zayin in Chulin, by the Rosh Hashiva Chav of Tishrei Tov Shemim Hei, October 23, 1984, on Tuesday.
It was pushed, the sacking was crossed between one sinner and the other, but while the sacking was crossed between one sinner and the other, so he cut the new basket of the sinner. So that's why it's analogous to the situation in connection with So how does Rashi explain that the Shia took place in the Midbaster? So here, the Chlode, it was a real Chlode between one Siman and the other. But that was in the course of the cutting of the Midbaster. Period of the Midbaster, our Midbaster, the Chitalon, the Havan Veyot, the Agomen Amin Posak, the Shochat Shnei Shlish, the Hidden Shlish, the Agomen Chumre, the Koy Hochet Tei, the Rabbi Yitzhak, the Rabbi Meir, the Bagomer, so that Rashi Pasch is the biggest martyr. Rashi Pasch is that Midbaster is possible in everything. Not only in Shia, even in Agome. But in Agome, so that's like the Rabbon of Hadesi Barabude. So in Paschus, let's think of like the Rabbon of Hadesi Barabude, because according to Hadesi Barabude, so according to all the Shias in the Noah, if he shochat shnei shlish, the Hidrim shlish, so it's Ksheo, only according to one Loshim in the Gemore, so the Rabbon of Hadesi Barabude hold. The machleket between the Rabbon and the Yisrael Yude is in the case of Shochat Shnei Shlish Hidrim Shlish. So the Rashi Paschus Lechumra like the Rabbon and the Yisrael Yude. The Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Meir, the Rivon, Eimer, the Dagome Paschimim, to the Tami, the Yisrael Yude, the Ike, the Nachshem, Amel, the Rabbon, Shochat Shnei Shlish Hidrim Shlish. In other words, so there is one motion that the machleket between the Yisrael and the Rabbonon is that in the case of Hidrim Shlish to Shochat Shnei Shlish, but Shochat Shnei Shlish to Hidrim Shlish, then even the Rabbonon made this question. The Daniel Ochet Hossam, the Daniel Ochet, the Hossam Shalai met him Shriteu, the Havre Kolu Sheikhet Bevago, Ach HaShkir Sassimet. In other words, the Bitzvah of Meir is not really and Rashi Shite in the case of Shia. He agrees that in the case of Shia, he passed so then it's possible. And in the case of Chode, he passed it's possible. But Shia did not go on, it's not in the case of Shite. So after he was already Sheikhed, robs him money, so then he doesn't have to Sheikh anymore. And where does he Sheikh more? Shalai became Shite. So it's like cutting in the regal. So in Mele it doesn't pass. So the Rivon Shite is that in the case of Shia and Chlode, so Midbaster does pass. But in the case of Agome and Midbaster doesn't pass. The Daniel Ohr, the awesome Shreve in Shite, Babi Kosheche, the Babu Ahashita, Chinami, Mahashita, Sarov, להשחית הסרוב, או כרמיות, שחיתו זה קשירו, כי להב שלוי כדי להשחית. ורבנתם היקשו יפהו שהקונפס, איתנו בתיספתי, שוחת רבע כרגרס בי, עקים עם גומבר מזמן מרובה שחיתו זה קשירו. So it's nice in the finish, even if there was a long pause, שוחת מזמן מרובה. So Shritosa is Ksheo. So how does Rabbi Tam explain the Gemara here in connection with Shia, in connection with Achlore? Before Rabbi Tam, Yorochet Boye Biyut Kamei. So in other words, here when the Lord has not buyed whether a whole lot of the new Simon is kosher or not, it is reference to the case where he was really the sacking the new Kame. The boy of the Rabbi the Mechsha Tacha Soei, the Dilma, he talk about sacking the new Simon. The Shoch of the Rabbi Shalim Mato Pidarke, Habu Cholu Tvei, according to the view they who said the Tachas Leia is so there is no sort of body. So in other words, the Psula before that applies only to the kids who are pushed aside. Tachas HaSimoni is money shrit. That requires shrit. But if you push the saki beneath the skin, and it was covered in the course of the shrit, it was covered by the skin, so that there was no Psula before. So melee, he has to be more asked Senabaye, Hakpope Senabaye, Echli, Simoni. If you push the sacking under the mutiny, and then while the sacking was thrust under the mutiny, he cut the whole So we can say, now we are assuming the Tachaseya there is no Chod. Tachaseya so far. The Tachaseya is no Chod. So we can say, why Tachaseya is no Chod? Because Chod is only Shayer if you push it beneath something that requires it. Now here, he pushed the Sakin beneath the 1 minute of the semen. Now 1 minute of the semen does not require shkete, because if the whole of the semen would be nishchat, even if that whole would remain uncut, some mele it will still be with shkete. Some mele will be thrusted under that mute that does not necessarily involve shkete, require shkete. So the mele is like the haseya. Oh no, Tachaseya is not involved in shkita altogether. Mashiach came here, so this new sinet could be considered as part of the Rav sinet. It just happens that he throws the sakin under new sinet, and he cut while the sakin was thrust under new sinet, so he cut. Cut the opposite, but it was thrust under part of the semen, so that's more homo than under there. Fine. So far it's not so, but then he proceeds and says that it may call it Dalaman. That few lamb will be the rat. The Amra Tachaseya in Idea, having Shri Shrite, so we still can consider that Abai, maybe Tachas HaMitzimen, so is better than Tachaseya. Why? Because the Shrite is Shaykhade, the Abichlode is Shri Shori, Abor Simen is Shaykhade Shrite, the Abichlode is Shri Shrite, that's very difficult, because the prophecy Rabbi Tam made reference to the case where he already cut the Rav Simen, and then after he cut the Rav Simen, he pushed the sakin under the new Simen Anisha, and while the sakin was under the new Simen Anisha, he cut with it the other Simen. Then we can understand. This is the pshat by Rabbi Neish, but Hamitam doesn't say that. Hamitam doesn't say that. Hamitam says, Hamitam's washing is mashma, that the buyer of Rapope is reference to the case, where we push the sacking under the mutine, and while the sacking was under the mutine, then he cut the obsine. So while he cut, when he started to cut, the Rav Simen would have not been cut yet. So how can we consider the new Simen as Nechtach already? He hadn't started yet to cut. After he pushed the sacking, Tachas HaMita Simen, he decided to start cutting the Rav Simen. So that's very, so apparently, that is, in as much as he doesn't have to cut that Yutzimen, he can cut the Chopsimen, so in Mele, there is no flaw. is no fun. It's very strange. Actually, I'm getting it up. He's only starting to cut the Rapsine. He hasn't been cut yet. The Ramban and the Rashbo, the Chidushi, they mention the right, the Ramban's Pshat differently. They mention it in the same way as Rabbi Reish's Pshat. In other words, he already caught Tropsin. He already caught Tropsin. And then, without God, then after he finished cutting off one Simen, he pushed the sacking underneath of that Simen. And then, while the sacking was pushed underneath of that Simen, the rope of which had been cut already, so then he caught the second Simen. That's Rabbeinu's Pshat. But from Tesis it's not mashma that this is Rabbeinu's Pshat. From Tesis it's mashma that Rabbeinu applies to the case where he pushed it underneath Simen before he started to cut off Simen. So why should it be considered to an echtach? Just because he doesn't have to share that mute. But so far he hasn't started to share the altogether. Then another pshat on the top. You boil it, you talk about sacking that has new kame, who poske, you matter the vial, a hakin shokatoro. So, in other words, where while it was hold, that has a new cement, so he cut that new cement. According to the first washing on the top, so while it was hollow, Tachas Amiyu Tetzinen, he caught the Rob Sinen, of that Sinen. But according to the second, his reference, that Rapope is reference to the case, where while the Sakin was hollow, Tachas Amiyu Tetzinen, he caught the new Sinen. Hakein Shochato, Bechein Shor, the new Sinon, the Tamon, before Shabbat Tam, the new Tam. So why shouldn't it be possible? So the Rosh explains from the Tam, because maybe she is only shayach in something that is nabeh. But if he was shared with the Tam of the Beishet, and from the Tam she is, that Nikah of Beishet, the Yute, the Mashu, is only trait in nabeh there. The Rambam she is, it's in Beilet. But on the time she can use it's faith. So maybe the true of she applies only in my say Shkite where it's not but here it comes on the day shape, so it doesn't become the veil. It only becomes faith and it will be entirely to my veil. So since the she took place in something that is only matrix, not nabe, maybe the psul of Shia doesn't apply. Can you show me some of the time? You would come in. The Asher is a shabby right coming years. You may have found me to go over to the Ube. Because Rashi applies that by it. Oh.
Rabnos, Rabuni prayed Rabnos of showing me some money. Can you pass? So then Rashi himself has the Kasha on the Gemara. Because there the Gemara mentions the Machlokes and the Roim as to whether Mechta or Mechta is Kror or Mechta or Mechta is any Kror. So the Gemara asks the Kasha against the Mandoma who says that Mechta or Mechta. A protest. Toshma, that compressor would be the rest line. Shohat Kotzig Algeris, Yishor Boki Mishkita Acheris, Vigomro, Shkitosik Sheo, Viyamdat Mechtal Mechtzgro. So, Itreperet, so he didn't check in up yet, Bishli Nifuni Sey. So, never mind. If we say that Mechta on Mechta is any Kirol, some Mele Shochat Chotig Agyares is not considered as Reif Kone, is not considered as as it is. So if we say that Mechta on Mechta, so he says, if we say that Mechta on Mechta is Kirov, so Mele, since there was Shia, so there cannot be any tilt between the initial Shkite and the final Shkite. So Mele, whatever was done on the Shkite should be considered as if it was Nidga. So Mele, so it's a Kirsak Ageres. So it should be Osea. The Amut Mechtal Mechtzikor of Yitrefale. So the Mora says, Mi Sabres Bidheime, Loi Bei, Mi Monech. I Mechtal Mechtzikor is Kirov. So Obi Bei Rube. So he's already Shechit in Ob. I Mechtal Mechtzikor is Kirov. Loi Oba Bei Kirov. So Rashi is the Kashi. Why did the Mora say, I Mechtal Mechtzikor for Obi Bei Rube? But in the Vast it also passes, according to one alternative. So the Rashi himself has the Kashi against himself, against his own child. So he said, there the Gemara is only trying to explain the Mandoma who says Mechtal Mechtzikor. So then we have to say that once he was Sheikhet already war, there is no Psu of Shia. Then it will be a Hecher on this pricing. That after he was Sheikhet Rov, there is no Psu of Shia. Masheikin according to Mandoma, that Mechtal Mechtzikor is any of the way we passed him, then there is no Hecher from that Vraise. So then we say that here he deals with all, and the reason is why, it's kosher, because it's chotzik on a pogo. That's what Rashi says. But Sateisa says, the king showed me someone who come for something new come is the hashtag of Shapir, I come a meal, he met on that school, probably Rube. If you pass the Pshitra in the Kosher. So we don't have to say that this territory more is only three bound in order to explain the prices, according to Mandoma, who says that Mechtal Mechtzikor is wrong. But so we can say simply, because when is there a Bible that is kosher or not in the Mitkame? But over there, so it was the Mitbasra and Mitbasra than all Psui. The Hashter is the Bushay. Now it is as a commentary on the Tamas Pshat, that the Bible showed the Mitzimoni. He is the Mitkame, so there is one alternative, one side of the Bible, that in the new family, it shouldn't pass off.
So if you assume like that tzadin da baye, so then vashti reprushin into toima, because Shabbat came, we pass the shiur day in a tear. So then we cannot visualize the tzur of shiur day. Kidi da shiur is monach, because monach, if the shiur takes place, if the shiur takes place in the after he was sheichet rov simen, so then of course, according to Rabbi Tam, so it's not possible, because it's already kosher. It was already nishchat kedim. And if the shiur takes place in the new tameh, so there is one tzad that is still kosher. So how can we visualize shiur in the henna we could, but not enough. So, but if Mora does mention the psu of shiur enough, so that's only the Abba. So in other words, the whole Abaye, according to Rabban Tam, is whether shiur yutzimoni is kosher or possible is only on the Raisa level, but in the Rabbonim it certainly passes. But in the Raisa level, there is one tzad that perhaps shiur is only shayach, he needed it nabe, but not be needed in mass. Now this status is also different. And it's really that is, why can't we visualize a tzur of shiur, even according to the alternative, that show the new tzimon is kosher, but only show the new tzimon is kosher. But suppose he was sheichet half of the beish, not the new of the beish, but half of the beish. So then, half of the beish. So then, it certainly should be possible. So maybe we can visualize that the din of shiur. In the case where you were sheikhing half of the beishet, exactly half, and then not all, so that's not enough even be all, because we passed the mechzor, is any call, then he took a pause, and then he finished acting the other half of the beishet. Well, the answer is, according to Rabbi Tam's pshat, that the Abaye by Rachote, as reference to the case when the shiur was in yud veishet, so why is there a tzad in the morning in Boston? So the Rosh explains, perhaps the psul of shiur applies only beneath the nabe, but not beneath the matri. So mele and nikaba veishet, the mashu is only trained on time. It's not the mele. Now, so Mele, according to Rabbi Tam, that Mitzvah Habeishet B'Mashu B'Niyute is only Treif, not Mele. So even Mitzvah Habeishet B'Nachzo is also not Mele, only Treif. So Mele, there's a big Chiddush, according to Rabbi Tam's Pshat, the way the Rosh explains Rabbi Tam's Pshat, that perhaps the Tzur of Shiur applies only if you needed a nabe, in other words, let's say, if he was sheikh the rov beishet, he was sheikh the rov beishet, or the rov gagiras, and then the behem, where one simon is not enough, and then he was sheikh. So mele, since the shkite is not considered a shkite, so the behem would be considered the veile, not only the veile. So then there is a psu of shiur. Mashein came, if he was sheikh at new dimension, so even if it's not ishki, so it's like nikab al day and the kids, so it will only be trained, not mele. So mele, the same abaya will apply not only to the kids of show new simen of the nation, even show the hotzi simen of the nation. He was sheikh at half of the heke of the nation, and then he made a pause, and then he finished shechting the other hand. So suppose it was niket through a case, not through shechita, half of the day. So according to Rambam, it would only be treif, not in veil, some mele, for the same reason. So the two of shechita possibly could not. Asher Bush is for you, Kosher Abu Kame, we pass the sheer day in a tefillin, Kinder Shea, Simon Echol. שוחט חוצי אגב דרס ושור כדי שחיתה לגום ושחיתו זה בשולו תוי סייטר יגעסינו שאיר תוי יהיו מייסר גבי מחצור מחצות רוב מילו גם מפיר שם תם כושר מזי ספר איתן יהיה שוחט מפיישת ושור כדי שחיתה שור אבל ישיר מי יוצאים כאן und kamen kurze Tage. So, wir nehmen nur Jola in Kinder mit der Schakutra von Jola, in die Sette Schicksal am Tag. I mean, it's very strange, what kind of cash is that in the Sette? Takes me just insane, that am Tag will be related to how a pocket from the Rabbonim to the Post, some name it, the Pshat that Sette is, Post from the Rabbonim, and here the Bayi is and the Bayi Seller, so what kind of cash is it? I think that the Ramban says that. Oh, the Rabban, he said before, Echim, Simonim, Haimu Le'achashi Shochat, Leivu Echot, Ve'echim Itachas Amin, Shemi Sham, Yishochat Simu Shemi, show the new Timoni. Oh, in other words, first he shecht, he cut the Rapsim. And then, and he left a mute of that Simen uncut. After he finished cutting the whole of the Simen, he pushed the Saki under the mute. And while the Saki was thrust under the mute, so he shech the simen shame. He shochat simen shame. So what's the abaye? Because in view of the fact that we say, so some mele we could say that our beginning we consider as if he caught the whole sin. So when he throws the sacking under the new Tanisha, in effect, he throws the sacking under the court simen. So really it's not hold. Or since the Mtsias, it is not caught, even though our beginning is considered caught. So really the true of other parts. As I mentioned before, the Ramban and the Rashbo mentioned that pshat in respect to Ramitam. But according to Tesvis, Ramutan's pshat is altogether different. Now we see one thing the misleading points it out. That according to Rabbi Eishen, the reasons why Rav Sinai is enough is not that the halacha requires shechting Rav Sinai. The halacha requires shechting the whole sin. But if you shecht Rav Sinai, so then we apply the halacha of Rubik Ikule, and we consider it as if you cut the whole sin. Show the new one will come on before he koi a sheikh in the sakim roar. He told him a hosom. A few really great call a yay in kula in kosh. In boyo, in shoha kubi shalecho. Really great call a yay in kula in new kimar. He do not hold marsha in the sakim roar. A few. Heel geen kwaliteit kunnen is hem of hij een misassing laagt de gasine. Abu Kamshi, wat een goede, haar een kunnen nacht de kule. The same way, same on this, because Rubik kule. Ook schemele kunnen die kwaliteit kule deze minute, habe ik een mailer die jaden de regia, wie jees kan schier op zo. So, what words? There are two alternatives. We can say, one alternative is, that inasmuch as we apply the aloha of Rubik Ikule, so by cutting Rav Sinai, it's considered as if he cut already the whole sin. So then, when he does cut Bisakim Rav, the Miut Tanisha, so it's like cutting something else. He doesn't tell the Chalishim Shrite that cut it, because our Tudin so considered Nishchat already. It's considered Nishchat already. So mele, it's like spending time in the sakim roh on the regga of the day. So that would be, so that would involve the psul of shia. Only if the shia takes place in the course of something that is halishem shkite, so then there is no psul of shia. And the other alternative is that we can say, true, that we apply aloha for mitkula. That means if he doesn't check, so then it's considered as if it's nishapuli. But if you don't check, so then the shchitas rov is not considered as shchitas kulei. But when he keeps on cutting, so it has a halishem shchita. השיח הביס חושן גי אחוד, שחיתו סייק שיירון. If somebody shechts two חושן, two behemoths, together, בסחס, in the way it's put, the two tzadwe habeimu next to each other. And he was שייכי, there are הולוכת ולבוי, of both behemoths, בבסחס, שחיתו סייק שיירון. Schneiden wir sie in die Saki, die Sheikhe. Hat lech und mei lech und mato schritose gscheron. Hit is es alei bi basachas psulon. But if he made it not a lech loch in the boy, but he cut it the way one cuts an orange, an apple, like this, not like this, lech mi Sheikhe, but lech loch al boy. Straight, the way you cut an apple, so then it's the psul of drosim. So it's possible. Oy sheikhei, the hit is as a rosh in basachas. In this, the sakim will in tzavok sheron. The law explains that it means if the sakim has a late tzavok chutz l'vei tzavok habeim. In other words, it has, the sakim has to have the size of two tzavok habeim. Of two tzavok habeim. Why? Because then it is possible to shecht it without making it mitros. But if the sacking is very small and it doesn't have two tzaborim, so then it's impossible to shecht it without rosi. The question of it is, so when the Mishnah says in Mishnah Sakin Ritzava Echo Sheo, it means Ritzava Chutz Ritzava Ame. Bamed Vol Amor in Bizman Sheelich Nilo Heidi, or Yehidi Nilo Heidich, Amor. Heidich means like this, and Heidi means like this. But if he does both in Lohen, the Voye, so Koshu, I feel the Zemel is killed. Schneiden wir sind die Sack in die Schächte in den Machers. Hit ist es aber über Sachas, wo man macht die Sonne im Glas, der in der Sack in die Kea, die Prinze, die Drost, die Feuer Schächte in die Schiche. Hit ist es aber ich, der Abäuer die Schäme hat schon ein bisschen verheirlich, aber in der Kilo in die Schiche und das aber ich, hat schon ein bisschen verheirlich. אם יש לי סעקים מריצבו חוץ מריצבו בנגלוי יש כאן לא חוי לבוי מכושר שיש לי כדי נשאי ממשיך את לא יתרוסת אבל אם אני לך סעקים לפי הצבו או לחוץ מריצבו משהו דרוסים שנסימונים נחתוכים ממשיך את זו לבדו ולא יתרוסת. Now here, there is a machleis lishen. It's very curious that the Ramban says, and the Maribishin, I mean, we're not sure that it's the Maribishin, it's Miyuchas the Maribishin, the Peirush, that is Miyuchas the Maribishin, says that there's a Shita the Ramban. But that's definitely the Shita the Ramban. They say that when does the Mishnah say, when does the Mishnah say that if the sakin is not large enough to have milei tzavor, chutz l'tzavor abeino, so then it's possible, because then it necessarily involves a drose, that is only if, as a result of the shrite, he severed the whole head of the thing. Because the lashon of the Mishnah is, Hoyo Sheikhet, Vihitis, Bins Roshin, Hoyo Sheikhet, Vihitis, Es Roshi Basachas, in Yish Bisakim, Yitz Havok Sheo. So Roshin is not Vichotachas Asimon, but Vihitis Es Rosh. So since he did so much that he severed the whole head, not just the Kodesimon, so maybe it's impossible if he doesn't have the late Tzavah, Chush the Tzavah Abeno, it's impossible to avoid making it lost. Mashenkin, if he didn't sever the whole head, but he just covers the money, then it's possible without us. That's the Shita of the Ramban. That's the Shita of the Ramban, and the Magid Mishnah says that that's the Shita of the Ramban also. Because the Ramban mentions the Rosh and Mishnah, he is a Sarosh. That's all the Ramban does. Mashenk in the other Mishnah, the Achilik and the Ramban. Rambam says, Shimo Yoshechi Bichotah, Ibi Loch, Afal Pishim, Bisaki, Kimli, Tzavok, Sheo, Shef Sho, Lissinen, Lishochi, Biloch, Tano, Irakim, Isil Sakim, Hudedes, Liombu, El Gimelich, Vihiti, Zoresh, Ligambe, because Roshna Mishneh is Hiti, Zoresh. שאפשר להתוזד ולדרוסת. ואם יש בסכים לצבו, חוץ לצבו, כשאו, even in the case where it was Matis the race לגמרי, מה שאין כי if you only call the simony, then without it, it will be צבו, חוץ לצבו. So it's כשאו, because it's possible without dross. That's what he says. And he mentions it exactly. Now, that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rashbo says, Yisrael, Hit is always with Basachas, Pure Shnei Simone. In other words, you shouldn't think that Hit is always means that the Mishnah refers to the case where we sever the whole head. Just to Simone. We did more say real. Nine rabbis is always shek for Hutas. The Haine Shehutas Bissimoni, Bishashkite, Uchiloshina Zekos Varambam Zal. So, in other words, the Pirusham Yuchas of Magid Mishneh says that in view of the fact that the Rambam uses the Loshin, he is arranged, so the Rambam Shite is like the Rambam. But the Rashbo says, no, on the contrary, that the Rambam doesn't spell out that if he severed the whole head, and he's still using the same expression of the Mishneh, so it's a raya that the Rambam understood by Huda Sarej, Techtich has a simon. Vuchachti lichtim se, mitni shorisi l'mikzas n'dili ha-miforshim, shorim pirshim. Who are the mikzas n'dili ha-miforshim? That's the Rambam. So the Rashbo doesn't even mention the Rambam by name. Machmaskele. Usually, you know, whenever he mentions the Ramban Shite, he mentions him by name. But here he didn't very deliberately, didn't mention him by name, Machmaskome, because he rejects the Pshat outright. And it is interesting that the Peosh on Yuchas to Amali Mishneh, so he is indicted from Roshna Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. Now the Magid Mishneh is talking of the Rashbo. Why should he say that the deal can kind of, it's a deal. So I have speakers whether that is the reveal of the Magid Mishneh. It's only the Yuchas today to the Magid Mishneh. Mihono Amimile, the Russo is possible. אמר שמואל דבר פה, חי צ'וחות משנום, מי עמוד דיבר? תונים לרבי שמואל, חי צ'וחות, מה חיץ? הוא ילך אז נמשיכה, אף שחיתה נמשיכה. So in words, so the prosecutor, the expression שוחות, הוא ידבר חיץ. How does the חיץ go? Like the חילוך על הבוי. Chitz goes there to Lochel Avoye. So Mele, the term Shochut means Derech Mishich, Derech Lochel Avoye, not Derech Rossi, the way you caught an apple. V'cheinu itam Rabbi Shmuel v'shochat, v'im v'shochat alu moshach, v'cheinu im yazov Shochut, v'im yachid Shochut, v'sheinu miyom odibeya, ma'i v'imya, v'chitein yazov Shochut, doesn't mean that it's moshuch, but it means shenitva kichut, kichutu, toshma, chay tshochut, v'sheinom. It's, in other words, like a chitz moshuch. So is there tongue? In other words, they have a sharp tongue. They talk Lashon Hara and deceitfully, and Miyomo, you know, malice. So, he mentioned other person, because maybe Sof Shochot doesn't mean Moshuk, but it means Nitve Kechut. She Nitve Kechut, Mishochot, Moshuk, Sochot, Avot Sochot, Lavosh Mishichayim. Rove Avobodikli Gira Lirabiyene Batachtive, Mishochot Boeife Bahad Mipor. So in other words, he can shech even with the chitz. So, Rabbi was bidding a chitz for Rabbi Yehine, and Rabbi Yehine was sheichet in that chitz birds. Did you know of Chavode? Maybe the chitz will, you know, be thrust beneath the feathers or between one simon and another, so it can be possible. After all, you can't see what happens, you know. What happens in the air, you know, when the chetz hits the bird? Chazinon gis vitve de mifrene. In other words, if we see after the shchites, or the bird drops on the ground, so we see that the feathers are completely torn off. So that means that the chetz, before it started to cut the simonim of the bird, it cut off the sharpness of the chetz, cut off the feathers. Voboy kisu, that's me. And there is a loche that chayled off, when shech chayled off, you have to minchase the dam with offer. So, how is it shayach when you shech a flying bird to mechase the dam with offer? Because like you don't know where the bird will drop and which spot and where the blood will drip. You can tame it mechasele. In other words, after it drops and the blood drips on the ground. So then you take soil and you put soil on those drops of blood that dripped on the ground. The Omar of Zeire on Arab, Hashere Zohel, Shinite in Ophalumato, the Ophalumaro, Shinema with his soul, the Ofo, Ophaluinema, Lobeyofo, Lamech, Hashere, Zohel, Shinite, Ophalumato, the Ophalumaro. So, if you wait until the blood drips on the ground, and then you put soil, so then you have offal milo, but you don't have offal mato. So the Morris says, the masnally offer the kule pasi. In other words, so he spread out offal on the whole ground there. So no matter where the blood will drip, it will drip on offer. And then after the blood dripped, so he put offer on top of the blood. Pisco, Bicom. Hoyo Sheikhei, the Eatis is arranged, the Basachas, the Bisakim, the Tzavok, Sheon. Omer Abzele, the Tzavok, the Chut Tzavok. I boil Mlei Tzavo Bechus Li Tzavo Mlei Tzavo Dhavle Tzavo Tzavo in order to avoid Drose, so it must have two Tzavo Abeime, the Saki must be long enough to have two Tzavo Abeime. Oy Dilmo Mlei Tzavo Bechus Li Tzavo Mash Tosh Hoyo Sheikhe Bidi Shni Roshi Niba Sachas Im Yesh Li Sakin Li Tzavo Echot Kosher Mayim Li Tzavara Ilein Li Tzavara Echot Disiloi Hashti Bimi Machas Binam Li Tzavo Lechut Li Tzavo Vishtei Behines Sagro Kim Li Tzavara Echot El Pshite Li Tzavo Chut Lishni Tzavo So by one Behine we have we need, we require מלאי צבו חוץ מצבו רחוב על ידי so it's a question of mitzvahs הוא בואי לו, היי חוץ מצבו גם זה יהיה משהו קומה ומלאי צבו קומה אלא פשוט מלאי צבו חוץ לשני צבורים ושמענו מצב יותר ממס לסנן כדי שאחות מצב הכהן Now here we also have in Machlekes Lishim Now The din the Mishnah is that if you shecht al the loche alone or al the voy alone, not both, then it, the sakin must have the minimum size. What's the minimum size? Milay tzava chus l'tzava. And if you shecht to the image of Masachas, so you have to have, so the sakin must be three tzava alone. Milay tzava chus l'shnei tzava. Now, the question is this. Turn to the tool. Alright, Simon Chavdalet, that one Chavdalet from Chavdalet, the third line from the end of the Omer. Sheikhet Odom Shnei Roshim Kiyachot, Udilbachi Asakim Kiyidilu Roshim, Vahoyo Beyal Rebishnayim, Hebi Bilo Helich, Vitzeno Ksheiro, Vahapnimis Sulo, Helich Bilo Hebi, Hapnim is Ksheiro, Vahitzim is Ksheiro. Now what is it?
If
two beimos, the Tzavara beim, and you put the two Tzavara beim next to each other. This is the Chesedim. This is the Chesedim. And this is the Pnimis. Pnimis is the behemoth, the Tzavara, that is next to the Shechet. Shechet stands here, you see. So this is the Pnimis and this is the Chesedim. And suppose, right, is Hevi V'Leilich. What does it mean, Hevi V'Leilich? Hevi V'Leilich means that he just made the void. So suppose this arm is the Saki, and he starts from here, and he starts with the, and here is the cut of the Sakina, the handle of the Saki, the handle of the Saki. And this is the handle of the Saki, and he makes a voye, and then he leaves. After the voye, so half of the Saki is on the pnimis. Is on the pnimis. So mele, the Saki has two roshim. It's two roshim on. But since he started with the chitzeno at the katan sakine, and he went over. So how many roshim of the sakin went over the chitzeno? Two roshim. Mashein came, and then he leaves the sakin like this on the pnimis. So on the pnimis only one tzavo went over. So that's why the Torah says, and he started with shechting, and shechting the chitzeno first. Hachitzeno is ksheiro, because over the chitzeno, so two roshim of the saki went over the chitzeno. Mashenkin over the pnimis. Now the pnimis only one saki, because it means like this. Let's say here is the cut of the sakin. So he leaves it like this, and then he leaves it like this. So one half of the sakin remains after the shrike, it remains on the penis. If, let's say, he'll leave it like this, make it voye, and then he'll go across the penis also. So then both will be chairs. But he has reference to the case where he did it like this, you see. And then he left when he finished the shrike. So one half of the saki remained at the pnimis. So how many tzavorim of the saki went over the pnimis? One tzavor. But if it's a no, both tzavorim. So the Torah says, Achitzeno psheiro, Vaknimis psur, hilich lehevi. So in other words, he made iloche. So he started with the pnimis. He started with the pnimis, and then he started to lead the sacking over the pnimis. Then over the chitzeno, and then one of the sacking remained on the chitzeno. So then it's that way around. So over the pnimis, the two tzavorim of the sakin went over, and over the chitzeno only one tzavor of the sakin went over. So it's the other way around. Helech lehevi, hatminis ksheo, vachitzeno psos. I mean, if you have any difficulty visualizing it, so look it up in the Or HaShulchan. He explains it. So in other words, even though, why do we say that the pnimis ksheir like a tzeinu psuor, because of the pnimis, so two tzavorim of the sakin went over, and over the tzeinu only one tzavor of the sakin went over, so it's psuor. Now this is the shite of the Rosh and the Tur. The shite of the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Rami is that in view of the fact that the tzeinu is psuor, so the mele, the pnimis is also psur, even though over the pnimis
even though over the Pnimis, so two Sagorim of the Sakin went over. It's a question of Mitzias. In other words, the Ramban, the Rashbam, and the Ram say that since he makes it involves a Drusha under the Tzeino, so Mimele, and after all, the Shrite is of a bold behemoth, the Basachas, so it will involve a Drusha over the Pnimis as well. It's a question of Mitzias. I tell you, I'm not a Sheikh myself, so it's hard for me to visualize which way is it. But it's a machlekes mitzvah. Now, let me read what the Hashulchan says. Kosa batu, sheikh yodom shnei roshim keachon, uvilvat shehei asakim kidehimu roshim. Vohoyo beyal kidishnai, heibi bilheilich, hachitzeno ksheiro, והפנימיס פסור. הלך ולהיבי, הפנימיס קשירו והחיצינו פסור. עד כאן לשם. ביודבורו, והפנימיס היא מה שמסד השיח. ובהיבי ולהלך, היסחל ישרי והקוצה שאיצר הקאפ, הם. והיסחל בחיצינו. ובהיבי עד שקום הרש הסקים והפנימיס. So in other words, and then left it lying. So he didn't take it across like this. If you take it across, so then it will be both will be shared. Think that you come out with a second bad news. We need so. Shall I say no over a sacking measure shades of body? But our pnimis we over at Sabarech. We look in a chitzeno kshiro. We look at pnimis. Uvehilich vilehili. Hiskel ishri bereish asaki. Vi hiskel bitnimis. Vi heili chachigom afsit asaki bechitzeno. Vi nimzo shalot. So he started this way. And like this. So over the tnimis, it went over two tzavorim of the saki went over. Because he went across it. But over the chitzeno, just one tzavor. You see this part of my arm that protrudes. But the one that is still lying did not go over. The other tzavah of the Saki did not go over. Uveich lehevi yisro yishri tereich ha-saki. Veyisro bitnimis. Veheili chachigom ha-seif ha-sakim bachitzeno. Nimzo shalat nimis ova shri tzavorim. Vachitzeno rak tzav recho. Lochi nakimis kshiro. Vachitzeno psuro. So he says, Vinei behemes. Besyoset se. Heilich kol meshach asakim al ashiyo gamke, kidei beheilich asakim ad sheova melei atzava maatnimis lechutz shteyen sheyis shel amusakim achitzeno lechutz uveidi heidi asakim ad sheova meitzava maatnimis lechutz. In other words, suppose beheilich, so you went like this and like this and like this. Not like that, like this, you see. So he went over the Chitzeno also. So then, both Savorim of the Sakin went over each Behemoth. So then, both will be shared. Alright. Avalation Rabbi Seinu Distirle, the Bisakin Shein, the Sholish Savorim, Sue Shein Becholinde, the Atam, the Chim Shishitosom Keachas, the Doras Keachas, Doras Abashir, Sharim Vasachas, and the Keachechot, So the Ramban, what the tool says, there's the sheet of the Rosh. But you see how the Chala passes? Not like the Rosh. He passes like the Ramban, the Chumre. Sinuch of Galeb. Sinuch of Galeb. Sid Beis. Shochat Beis Hoshin Keachot in the Lochelui Baaboye Dovat. Yeish Bisaki, Kidishoish Saborim Sheo, V
Not like the two, that one is kosher, the one over which two tzavorim of the sacrament went over is kosher. But suppose he goes over, you know, both tzavorim, the sacking goes over both tzavorim, so then it is kosher. Then it is kosher. Thesis, very important thesis. Chutzli tzavok and lei tzavok. Yechile nire, shetzorich lehilich kol isim lei tzavok, shechutzli tzavok. Ukach tzorich isi shir. Umilu nire, deim tzorich. Uyhut chach shir ze, alo kedish, yishchei berebach. Uponim shasakon chari, kishich itorei, ulei lochas, kim lei tzavok. But the Arishim no achir can this. And we say like the Lechire Pshat. But what states the Shiti is that it's only necessary that the Sakim should be long enough that there is a Tzavok and a Tzavok. But if it is long enough, even though it doesn't go over, it doesn't go over the both tzavorim. I mean, even though the two tzavorim of the sakim don't go over the tzavor abeimon, it's also kosher. Because then he can avoid it rosin. Then he can avoid it rosin. But some rishonim say no, that it's not enough that the sakim is long enough, that it has milei tzavor with the tzavor. He has to lead it over the Mlei Tzavo, Chutz Mitzavo, over the Tzavo Rabbein. So it's again a question of Mitzias. It's again a question of Mitzias. A question of Mitzias.
It
doesn't cut. It just pierces. So, of course, it's possible. It's a special kind of meat. The shoemakers. Omalei Kinyon, Machte Yerush, the Rashi says, Marzea Ratzoni, Shepiyes of Haditin, the Chilitin Chute Atfa. So that doesn't pierce. Omalei Kinyon, after the kosher, my love, Machte Yerush, Chate, what is the mission of Bethesda? No, he's a man. Is them on the head of the tunnel? Perushik in the portion. My culture is them. Or an anonymous stuff.
dies auch weiter macht die Lüschtepe, hasch die Macht die Lüschtepe schaue, is em un boje. So ich mache es jetzt noch, es ist noch rein. Das mei die Macht die Lüschtepe so weit, but why do they have to mention is em no? Because I could say, Macht die Lüschtepe so weit, and is em is not so weit, because of its ere. Es hat aber nie ein Lüschtepe, aber es em no schön wie kann ein. Und so is em no, שיש לי קנאי, קומשנו. הדרש. שני קנאי, תרגיל נהוי לעסק שני קנאי מלזמני, לנוי על גביר. מוטו ניסת ראשון, מתיך שהוא קוטו מאי, הוא נשמע כנצבו, וכשהוא מלך, ומייבי לשלוח את שם היחדיר הסימונים ולנעק בויס מהקנאי. מוזג בוזג, כשמלך ומייבי מתיך שהוא חד, קונקי ותראי התלכי, מחת ואושתפה, מרצה הרצוני שפייסות חדיבים וחיקים חוטי עטפה, ואף על גב יאו. Now, that's all for today. Now, for next week. Now, Sunday and Monday, so there will be a shiur in Gushan. And I'll start with the sugya of the Kesem Nor, after the sugya of Chuit, of Isha, the Torah Mishal Yechutu Yimit and Nafi. After that sugya, with the Kesem Nor. That's Sunday and Monday. And Tuesday, there will be a shiur in Chuit. Now, we have to finish up certain things on the new Hosen, and then I want to cover the Gemara Saniko, because the Sinuch of Dalet is a very long Sinuch. And there is one part of Sinuch of Dalet dealing with the Dinuch of Niko. Now Niko was small, too small, two pieces of Gemara. One is that test. There's some dollar, small piece of the market. They send a flying from the top of them. Omar, the Omar Abdullah Mashmura, called Tabok Shemide Yuheshkite, also Lechem Shutosi, Lele Yuheshkite. She had Rosa Khoda at Roman Viko. מייק משטרו קולט יונן ויצריך ששוחד לפנינו בייס דינו פעמים ושוחד שפר, מה הוא יתן מי לך שוחד? שפר, חיינה משוחד שפר כמשמרו כי בגלי גום העזים לשוי בדור הסבוריון The important thing is the taste test, קולט יונן